Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 710 be taken from the informal calendar and brought to the floor.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Now, Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 710 be declared perfected in order to print it. Mr. President, I have a floor sub. I'd like to send forward 710.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. What this bill is a bill that we've talked about for several years here that we've passed through this body on several occasions before last year. And it's a bill, it's a prescription drug monitoring that 48 states have that we do not possess. Now, what the substitute is, we've been trying to work with people because there's parts of the bill that they said, well, this would work better this way or this would work better this way. We're trying to work with people to try to make it palatable because, Mr. President, make no mistake, the lack of this bill is killing people in the state of Missouri. It's killing people. There's no other way to say it. I'm going to go over some statistics here in a little bit, but I want to talk a little bit about what the actual bill summary does. It allows, in practical terms, doctors to know when their patients are doctor shopping, when they're looking around and trying to get multiple prescriptions. This is an epidemic. As I sent out to you all last week, just last week, my local paper, a lady was arrested for last year. She had gotten 108 prescriptions for 4,100 pills. Now, this bill deals with 2 to 5, which covers drugs like Oxycontin, Demerol, Vicodin, Valium, a lot of the drugs that are the most abused in Missouri. The program is similar to programs that are all over the country. And one of the problems that we have here, it's similar to the programs that we have in all the states surrounding us, every state surrounding us. And what it's done is drove people across borders into St. Louis, Kansas City, all around the borders, and got them to go to doctors to try to get a prescription because we can't tell if they're lying. If they've got some sad story. Doctor told me last week, was in my office when the podiatrists were up here, saying they want this bill because they can't ever tell. But the one indication, if it's somebody that's not from the area, because they always say, he said, well, how come you came up from Poplar Bluff? That's an hour drive. She, oh, doctor, I heard you're the best. I heard you're the best. And I need this prescription from you. And he said, the other thing is they're always allergic to all the non-narcotic drugs when they script. But this is something I hope we're going to work on here, but just a couple statistics. 4,100 drug-related hospital ER visits in the past 2 years over this. 4,100. As testimony in committee, the first time, because this is getting so prevalent, they don't have to cook it, they don't have to worry about it, they just need to go and find the pills and sell them. Almost I think the statistics, they said, were 90% of the first purchase we paid for through Medicaid. And then Medicaid keeps track, so they can't go back that month and go to another doctor. They have to go out and sell those pills and use cash for their next doctor shopping spree. And that's what they described this lady, a shop doctor shopping spree, since she got 108 different prescriptions from emergency rooms and doctors and dentists in the area. This will allow a doctor, when you come in with a problem, to easily type in some basic information, their ID, patient's name, address, date of prescription, dispensation of the prescription, prescription number, NDC code for the drug, and number days of supply. And the computer will then tell them if they've already had scripts of similar and when out on the market on those people. They tell them their information. They use that information to see if there's multiple scripts out there. Statewide average expenses for these related emergency rooms was $4,180. That equates to $77 million we spent on just the ODs last year. I looked up a few counties. Mine was one of the worst. Just so happens that Buchanan and Platt County, from 2007 and 2009, 81 prescription drug deaths. Legal drugs that are over-prescribed, primarily because the doctors don't have the ability to know when somebody is lying to them and taking it out, using those drugs, selling them on the street for profit, and killing people. This is just two counties from 2005 to 2009. Only 14 other counties in Missouri had more deaths than in Buchanan and Platt. Unfortunately, mine was one of them. We have this happen all the time. I did a bill a few years ago because, I don't know if you know it, 6.7% of Missouri students from grade 6 to 12 admitted to using prescription drugs not prescribed to them. Remember a few years ago we had to do the bill to make it illegal for them to have prescription drugs at school that they didn't have a script for? Now, they could get kicked out of school, but it was not against the law for them to have them and be dispensing them and selling them. It's happening all over the state. It was happening all over the country. But I went out and got some stats from some of the states. In Iowa, since they enacted it, they've cut in half the estimate of number of scripts. The average person that they found dealing had five different sources of scripts that they were getting the drugs from. So this bill, it complies with HIPAA. There is protections. Right now you can go to a doctor with a warrant and get script records. Same thing you'd have to do here. This is not readily available, and we will tighten it up if there's some way to try to make sure that it's a department it goes through in the state that has a great record of protecting all files. But the other side of this is, actually, when we find out that some doctors are over-prescribing, like in my area, where we had a doctor from Potosi that was writing out dozens and dozens and dozens of scripts every day, some from out of state, for these drugs. And we turned him in three times to the board. They had no good way to keep track of all of his records. Kept doing it, kept killing people. The authorities in our area estimate there's over 20 deaths of prescription drugs attributed to over the prescribing by this one doctor. I know three 22-year-olds died at Rozier's Hotel. Some of you have been there. In our area, it's been there for 50 years. They've got a banquet center. Died there ODing on prescription drugs. The parents of these people would like to know if somebody is over-prescribing, knowing that those drugs are being sold. They'd like that if their children were addicted, that they went to a doctor to make sure that that doctor had the ability to tell if they had already got a script for those type drugs. And if they're out selling them, hopefully this would stop some. Just a little more. You know, I talk about overall deaths. In Missouri, just in that four-year period of time, 2,300 deaths relating to pharmaceutical abuse. Not of them, all of them were drugs that had been sold illegally, but 2,300 deaths in that four-year period. In just one year of having the program, the state of Florida, that's another state, 97 decrease in doctor purchased OxyContin. 97% decrease. This is costing us millions of dollars on our Medicaid. It's costing us hundreds of lives every year. We're only one of two states. Even Guam has taken this up. District of Columbia. All other 48 states, why we sit and do nothing. I know this body has enacted it and voted on it before, but we need to do it again. I know tonight's just an opening round of the thing. I understand there's going to be some talking, but I wanted to get some of these things out there because this is the fastest growing abused areas of illegal drugs. Now, the drugs themselves aren't illegal, but how they're obtained are illegal. And the increase in that abuse is estimated at 142% from 2004 to 2009. That's last year, so I could get the statistics. this does at least some basic steps to ensure that when a doctor sees a patient and prescribes some drugs for pain, that they can, with pretty good conscience, tell that they're not being trying to be taken. And that the person that they're prescribing for them is not somebody that's going to go out and sell them on the open market because they've already had multiple scripts. There is a required education course, which will be quick and easy online, free of charge. There is no cost to institute this. And if the dispenser knowingly fails to submit the information or submits incorrect information, they will be subject to a fine administered by DHSS. Anyone who discloses dispensation information is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. The information submitted is not subject to public disclosure. Law enforcement agencies must have ongoing investigation on an individual and must obtain a subpoena or court order to gain access to the records in the monitoring system. The information must be reported by the dispenser at least every 7 days. So what's going to happen, if they go around quick, they can get a couple more scripts before we can catch them. But at least it will cut it down some, because the average abuser goes to 5 different providers. With that, Mr. President, I'll be happy to start answering the questions and accepting any amendments that would truly make this a better bill.
The senator from St. Francis moves the adoption of the Senate substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I know that you know that I'm
organizing a filibuster.
Opposed to your bill.
Yeah.
I've been opposed to it for years.
Why? Tell me why. I really like to know, because I can't figure out why a doctor would be opposed to
this. I have told you in the past that this is a terrible infringement upon liberty. This is...
More than death?
Well, see, you have said that this bill, the absence of this bill, kills people. I don't think
it does.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it does. I think that...
Do you think all these pills that are out in the community and people are dying from OD, that having some restriction on them wouldn't save them at all?
Well, at what price, Senator?
Well, that's a great question. Last week you said...
Well, let me ask you this. Are you in favor of the helmet law?
Am I in favor of it?
Yeah.
I'm in favor if they can come up with a way that they can cover the costs.
So you wouldn't repeal the helmet law?
I would, in fact, if they could come up with some responsible way for a rider, because they should have the right to...
What about the seatbelt? You think we should repeal the seatbelt law?
I think we should either repeal it or enforce it, primary.
Okay. Well, the thing about it is you mentioned controlled substances, and then you also mentioned prescription drugs. And you gave some statistics about prescription drug deaths. Well, I have to tell you, as a physician, I've seen lots of prescription drug deaths.
2,300 relating to pharmaceutical abuse.
Right, pharmaceutical abuse. Taking
and,
too
and
much
where are those
digitalis,
pills going, coming
taking
from?
Taking too much Coumadin and having your blood be too thin and dying of a bleed, or taking too much, Aleve.
But you're saying out here tonight that you believe that the overprescription of drugs, of like OxyContin, are contributing to no deaths in Missouri. That's what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that. Well, I'm sure that...
You just said that it wasn't killing people. Now you're saying that you won't say that it's not killing people.
No, I didn't say that. You're misquoting me, Senator. What I said
was... Is it killing people or not?
Well,
And I won't misquote you. Is it killing people or not, the drug abuse?
Well,
killing people or not?
Senator, do some people... Are you asking me if some people die of taking too many narcotics? Yeah, sure, there are
that are illegally
out there.
Prescribed.
But your bill isn't going to stop idiots from doing that. They're not going to stop criminals.
You're saying
from
this will not, by monitoring it,
Senator,
so a doctor... No, so
Senator,
go ahead.
When you ask me a question, you ought to let me answer. And I would be...
Well, I asked you several questions, and you wouldn't tell me if it was killing people or not.
It, it is my inquiry, and I was asking you about the difference between prescription drugs and controlled substances. That statistic about all those people that died of prescription drug abuse,
forget the thousands. The three people in Farmington that died from OxyContin that was sold to them by somebody that was falsely claiming they had pain.
And so
And
so you think
just those three people.
You think that in order
how many is too many? Is three too few?
Well, Senator.
Two. We won't even talk about all three of them.
Well, Senator,
were two too few because they died and that was proven in court.
At what price, Senator?
So two is okay to kill.
Well, my question for you is, what about all those people who never broke the law, who don't abuse drugs?
This won't affect them.
And, yes, it will.
How's that?
You want to have a big brother, have a big, gigantic database of every citizen's controlled substances in the land on the government database. I mean, come on.
They already have that.
And you're saying that just because you put them on this database and doctors then check it, that people won't use a fake ID and go and get the drugs, that they won't get the drugs by stealing them or some other method.
No, but we're making it easy. We're opening the door and saying, come on in.
You know, and not only that, but
the other 48 states are wrong, is that right?
If the person goes to one doctor every month and gets the drugs, you're not going to stop those people in Farmington from dying of
the drug. You're absolutely right. The average is five. They get it from five sources.
This bill does not do that.
Well, make it do that then.
Well, I have to tell you that I don't want my controlled substances that are prescribed for me put on a government database.
You would rather people die. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if
the
it were a
people
choice,
in Farmington,
I mean,
that was proven in court.
That's not a real choice here.
It's the choice I'm faced with. It's the choice everybody in this body is faced with.
I don't believe that if you put my controlled substances on a database, that's going to stop people from dying, Senator.
I'm going to quote you. There are three ways to make sure a hospital or any provider really does a better job.
Yeah,
the first is
regulation.
Regulation.
And the second
At what cost, Doc? At what cost, Senator, that regulation? You said there's cost. What cost?
Are you mixing
apples and
oranges? You're trying to make some argument based upon some totally unrelated thing that I was talking about. Regulation, competition,
comes first.
And the tort system, Senator.
The patient, the constituent comes first. Their health comes first. That's a different subject.
Well, I would
Let's
say
get back
that,
to how many deaths are okay.
I would say
you.
That...
For not imposing on them. How many deaths? Is there a number that
question.
You've got
How
in your mind?
How much liberty are you willing to give up in order to have the security of having no deaths? How much liberty are you willing to give up? Let's make it so that the speed limit is 5. Let's make it so that the speed limit
Talking
is 5.
Talking about switching
that
subjects.
That way we won't have anybody dying in any motor vehicle accidents. Are you in favor of people dying in motor vehicle accidents, Senator? How many is okay? I mean, should we lower the speed limit from 70 to 5 on the interstate?
You know what,
My
Senator,
God, how many is
that,
okay?
Never have we had a clearer choice of knowing what's killing people and you not want to do something.
Oh, yes. Senator, if
how,
I'm a drug
what level
seeker,
is okay?
If I'm a drug seeker, yes. If you put your bill into effect, I'll go to the doctor, and if I've gone twice in the same month and got my 90 pills, or however much, the doctor
4,100,
will say, 4,100,
the doctor
will say, I'm not going
lady
to
last
give
week,
you that 4,100 second script.
Pills.
But if I just go
4,100.
Once a month, and I get the pills that I don't really need anyway, and then I go sell them on the street, the kid in Farmington is still going to die.
4,100.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry that you,
I gotta ask
you believe
this. Did
that.
You take the Hippocratic Oath or the Hypocritical Oath?
The 4,100 referred to prescription drugs, not controlled substances, Senator. You're misquoting your own statistic.
The what? The 4,100 is what?
Well, did you not say when you quoted the statistic that it was prescription drugs?
Yes.
And you do know that there's a difference between prescription drugs and the subset of prescription
one lady,
drugs called...
One lady, 108 prescriptions, 4,100 OxyContin.
I want to
108, 4,100.
I want to support your bill, but I just want to do it without
the No, you don't
want to
support my bill.
Center. So I'm going to offer an amendment to take the monitoring program out. And then I will support your bill once that we make it so that
that we don't monitor.
We don't create this gigantic government.
I'm really wanting to know, what is it, the point that you don't want people to know what the doctors are prescribing, or that you don't want the doctors to be able to know if there's been scripts out? I'm serious. Is it you don't want...
You're serious?
I am serious. Well, you say you... Well, you're serious. I'll take the monitoring out of the monitoring bill program. Okay, that's serious.
I am
serious. What is it? Is it that you don't want the doctors to know that if somebody's been doctor shopping? Or
I don't want a government database with a private citizen's private health information on a government database. That's a horrible concept.
You don't deal with that now when you
no, not only that, but not all those 48
we
states
already
have
do
a
this
drug
on
monitoring
Medicaid
program. You do know that several of the states haven't put it into effect because they didn't budget it. They passed the bill, but they didn't budget it. You know that's true.
You don't have to budget this.
Okay.
You can make this subject to appropriations if you'd like. That might be a good amendment.
You know, I know some pharmacists, and they say, pharmacists know who these drug seekers are. How about this? I'll make a compromise for you. Let's make it so that pharmacists that call up the BNDD or the police or whoever receive some immunity from prosecution for having called. How about that? Then we won't have to have everybody's...
We actually have immunity. I'm glad you agree with that part of the bill.
Let's leave that part in the bill. Then let's just take out the drug monitoring that creates the big database.
Well, Senator, you're going to offer your amendment. That's fine. I hope this body has the fortitude this year at some point. I know it won't be tonight.
I hope they do.
To stand and let you talk.
Can I?
Because people are dying, so you can offer that amendment.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask whatever
you want. How come your chair is a different green than everybody else's chair? I've always wanted to know that.
I don't know. You could write a book. How green is my chair? I don't know the answer to that.
I was just curious. I mean, there's something about your chair that's
it's just
a different green, you know?
Well, Senator, I know you don't want database, and I know you've got some people to agree with you on that. I am firmly convinced that the lack of the ability for doctors to look into a system and
I
tell
know
if somebody's...
You're firmly convinced,
you don't want that if somebody comes in to find out if they've...
I know that you are convinced, and I thank you for the inquiry. Mr. President?
Senator from Buchanan.
I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
It has not been distributed. I would ask you to waive the reading, and I won't close until the amendment has been distributed.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. We will not vote on it until the amendment has been distributed.
I wasn't able to get it drafted up because of the quick dropping of the Senate sub. And I would, Mr. President, I would ask to inquire of the senator from the
Senate. Senator, have you moved the adoption of the amendment?
Adoption of the
okay.
amendment.
Senator from Buchanan moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 710. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
Inquire of the senator from the first.
The senator from Buchanan... Senator, you are recognized to speak on the bill, and you would like to inquire the senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis?
Or from the first.
I'm sorry. The senator from the first. Senator from the first.
Mr. President.
Three senators standing. For what purpose do you rise?
You lay this bill on the informal calendar.
This bill will be laid on the informal calendar with Senate Amendment Number 1 pending.